Your car's fluids are its lifeblood. Coolant keeps the engine from burning up. Brake fluid turns pressure into stopping power. Power steering fluid helps you steer smoothly. Washer fluid clears your view when the road gets messy. When any one of these runs low or gets dirty, the whole system suffers, sometimes without warning. Learning how to check and top them up takes only a few minutes, yet it can save you from roadside breakdowns, expensive repairs, and dangerous driving conditions. You don't need fancy tools or a mechanic's license, just care, patience, and the right steps. This guide walks you through what each fluid does, how to inspect it safely, and how to maintain your vehicle's system like a pro. You'll finish knowing when to add, when to flush, and when to call for help, all before trouble starts. Chapter 1. Knowing your fluids. You can think of your car's fluids as its lifeblood. Each one moves through a separate system, protecting metal parts from heat and friction. When a level drops or a fluid breaks down, performance starts to slip long before the warning light ever comes on. In this chapter, you'll learn what the main fluids do, how they look and feel when healthy, and what warning signs to watch for. Once you know these basics, the rest of the process, checking, topping up, and staying safe, will make perfect sense. Why fluids matter. Every moving part inside your vehicle depends on lubrication or pressure. Engine coolant keeps temperature steady. Brake fluid transfers power from your foot to the wheels. Power steering fluid makes turning easy. Washer fluid clears the glass so you can see what's ahead. When any of these run low, the system begins to strain. Metal parts grind. Seals dry out. Heat builds where it shouldn't. A simple inspection could prevent that, and it costs almost nothing except a few minutes of attention. Coolant or antifreeze. Coolant flows through the engine and radiator, carrying away heat. It also prevents freezing in cold weather. Without enough coolant, the engine can overheat, warp, or even seize. You'll usually find a translucent plastic tank beside the radiator. Look for two marks labeled minimum and maximum. When the engine is cold, the level should sit between those lines. Never remove the radiator cap while the engine is hot. Pressure inside the system can force boiling fluid out in an instant. Healthy coolant is clear and brightly colored, often green, orange, or pink depending on the formula. If it looks brown, cloudy, or oily, something inside is corroding or leaking. That means the system needs a flush or repair, not just a top-up. Brake fluid. Brake fluid converts the pressure of your foot into hydraulic force that squeezes the brake pads. It must stay sealed and moisture-free. Even a small drop in level can reduce stopping power or cause a soft pedal. The reservoir sits near the back of the engine bay, usually on the driver's side. It has clear markings for minimum and maximum. Check that the fluid reaches close to the upper mark. If it's near the lower one, the system could have a leak. Fresh brake fluid is clear to light amber and has a sharp chemical smell. Dark or dirty fluid means it has absorbed moisture and should be replaced. Always match the type listed on the cap. Most cars use DOT-3 or DOT-4. Mixing types can damage seals and cause failure. Power steering fluid. Power steering fluid makes the wheel easy to turn. It carries hydraulic pressure from the pump to the steering gear. When the level drops, you may hear whining when you turn or feel stiffness in the wheel. The reservoir is usually round and has either a dipstick built into the cap or clear side markings. Check the level with the engine off. Some caps show separate marks for hot and cold readings. Use the one that matches the temperature of the engine. The fluid should be reddish or light amber. If it looks dark, foamy, or milky, air or water has entered the system. A leak in the hoses or pump seals is often the cause. Have it inspected right away to avoid damaging the pump. Windshield washer fluid. Washer fluid doesn't keep the car running, but it keeps you safe by maintaining visibility. It contains detergents and antifreeze, so it can clean the windshield in all seasons. You'll find the tank near the front of the engine bay with a blue or black cap showing a windshield symbol. If the spray feels weak or the reservoir looks empty, fill it with standard washer fluid. Plain water can work briefly, but it may freeze or encourage bacteria. Always fill slowly to avoid spills and wipe the neck of the reservoir afterward. Keeping this fluid full prevents streaking and extends wiper life. Recognizing fluids by sight and smell. Each fluid has a distinct look and scent. Coolant smells slightly sweet and appears bright in color. Brake fluid has a sharp chemical odor and should look clear. Power steering fluid has a mild petroleum smell and a smooth, oily texture. Washer fluid smells like mild detergent and is watery blue or green. If you ever see a puddle under the car, these differences help you identify it quickly. A bright green or pink puddle hints at coolant. A slick red or amber spot might be power steering fluid. Clear fluid near a wheel could be brake fluid. Knowing the difference helps you act fast before damage spreads. When to check? Coolant should be checked once a month or before long trips. Brake fluid can be inspected every few months, often at the same time as an oil change. Power steering fluid benefits from a monthly glance, especially if you hear new noises when turning. Washer fluid should be checked weekly or whenever the wipers leave streaks. Consistency is key. Add these checks to your routine, perhaps the first weekend of every month or at each fill-up. Regular attention prevents the slow decline that ends in a tow truck. Warning signs you shouldn't ignore. Watch for changes in temperature readings, a spongy brake pedal, whining from the steering system, or a dirty windshield even when the wipers move correctly. Each is the car's way of asking for attention. Acting early saves money and keeps you safe. Safety first. Always park on level ground, turn off the engine, and let it cool before opening any cap. Wear gloves and safety glasses. Avoid open flames or smoking near engine fluids. Use only the type recommended by the manufacturer, and never mix brands or specifications unless the label says it's safe. Dispose of any contaminated or old fluid at an approved recycling center. Chapter 2, Performing the Checks. Now that you understand what each fluid does and why it matters, you're ready to open the hood and begin real inspection. This chapter walks you through every step of checking and topping up coolant, brake fluid, power steering fluid, and windshield washer fluid. You'll learn the safe order, the small habits that prevent spills or burns, and the signs that something isn't right. Every task follows the same rhythm. Prepare your workspace, identify the right reservoir, inspect the level, and top up only when it's safe. By the end, you'll move through these steps with confidence, not guesswork. Starting with safety. Before you touch anything, take a minute to make the area safe. Always park on level ground and engage the parking brake. Turn the engine off and let it cool completely. Heat builds up under the hood, especially in the radiator and cooling system. You should be able to rest your hand on the metal parts comfortably before starting. Wear gloves and eye protection. Some fluids can irritate the skin or eyes, and brake fluid in particular can damage paint. Keep paper towels or clean rags nearby. A flashlight helps when checking dark reservoirs. If possible, have a small funnel for each fluid so you never mix them. Remember to keep children and pets away from your workspace. Most automotive fluids are toxic if swallowed. Even washer fluid can be harmful. Always cap each bottle tightly after use and store them on a high shelf. Finding the reservoirs. Open the hood by pulling the release lever inside the car, then locate the safety latch under the hood itself. Secure the hood with the support rod or built-in strut. Now you'll see several translucent containers. The coolant reservoir is usually near the radiator at the front of the engine bay. The brake fluid reservoir sits higher up, close to the back near the driver's side. The power steering reservoir is often off to one side, connected to the steering pump by a hose. The washer reservoir usually has a bright blue or black cap with a windshield symbol. Take a few minutes to read any markings on the caps or containers. They often say coolant, brake fluid, power steering, or washer. Knowing these placements by sight will make future checks much faster. Step 1, checking coolant. Coolant is always checked when the engine is cold. Opening the radiator cap while hot can cause serious burns. With the engine cool, look at the side of the plastic coolant reservoir. You'll see raised lines or lettering for minimum and maximum. The level should rest somewhere between them. A little below the top mark is ideal. If it's near the bottom, you can top it up carefully. Before adding coolant, make sure you have the correct type. There are several formulas: green, orange, pink, and sometimes blue. Each type has a specific chemical base that must match your car's system. Mixing them can create sludge that clogs the radiator. If you're unsure, check the owner's manual or the label on the old bottle. To add coolant, twist the reservoir cap slowly. If you feel resistance or hear a hiss, stop and wait until the pressure releases fully. Once open, insert a clean funnel and pour in the fluid until the level sits between the marks. Avoid overfilling. When the fluid warms up, it expands, so leaving space is important. Wipe any drips, close the cap tightly, and double-check that the cap is secure. If you ever notice the level dropping again within a few days, don't just keep topping it up. That means there's a leak in the system, often in the hoses, radiator seams, or water pump. Also remember that coolant is poisonous to animals. If any spills on the ground, clean it immediately and rinse the area with plenty of water. Step 2, checking brake fluid. Next is the brake fluid. This one demands care because it directly affects safety. The system must stay sealed and free of dirt or moisture. Locate the small rectangular reservoir near the firewall. Wipe the top clean before opening it. Any dust or grit that falls in can contaminate the fluid. Most caps twist off or unclip easily. You'll see two lines marked minimum and maximum. The fluid should sit near the upper line. If it's just below the midpoint, you can add a small amount. If it's far below, it's better to have the system inspected. A large loss could mean a leak in the brake lines or calipers. Use only the grade printed on the cap, such as DOT3 or DOT4. These numbers describe boiling temperature and chemical composition. Mixing types reduces performance. If you're not sure what's already inside, it's safest to have the system flushed and refilled by a professional. Pour slowly using a clean funnel. Brake fluid eats through paint, so keep a rag under the reservoir and wipe any drips immediately. Replace the cap firmly to prevent moisture from entering. You should also glance at the color of the fluid. Clear to light amber is good. If it looks dark brown or cloudy, the system needs fresh fluid. This isn't something you can fix by topping up. It requires a full flush at a shop or by someone trained. Step 3, checking power steering fluid. Power steering helps you turn the wheel easily by multiplying your input through hydraulic pressure. If the fluid runs low, you'll notice stiffness or hear whining when turning. With the engine off, find the small round reservoir, often with a dipstick attached to the cap. Clean around the lid first. Then remove the cap and wipe the dipstick clean with a rag. Reinsert it fully, then pull it out again to check the level. Most dipsticks have markings for hot and cold. If the engine has been off for hours, use the cold mark. The fluid should touch the upper line of that range. If you just turn the engine off after driving, use the hot mark instead. When adding fluid, pour only a small amount at a time, checking frequently. Overfilling can cause leaks when the system builds pressure. Examine the color while you're at it. Fresh power steering fluid is usually red or amber and looks smooth. If it's dark, foamy, or milky, air or moisture has entered the system. That often means a loose clamp or a failing seal. Continued driving in that state can burn out the pump. After topping up, start the engine and slowly turn the wheel from lock to lock twice. This circulates the fluid and removes small air pockets. Then shut the engine off and recheck the level. Adjust if needed and secure the cap. Step 4, checking windshield washer fluid. Washer fluid is the easiest one to handle, but it's still part of regular maintenance. Look for the translucent container with the windshield symbol on the cap. Open it and shine a light inside. If you can't see any liquid, fill until it reaches a few inches from the top. There are no precise markings here. Just leave enough space for the fluid to expand. Use proper washer fluid instead of plain water. Washer fluid contains detergents that remove grime and small amounts of antifreeze to prevent freezing in cold conditions. If you live in a warm climate, you can use an all-season type. While you're there, take a quick look at the hoses leading to the nozzles. If they're cracked or clogged, replace them. Spray each nozzle briefly after topping up to confirm even pressure and aim. Handling and disposal. Each of these fluids requires careful handling once opened. Keep lids on tight and wipe bottlenecks clean. Never pour leftover fluid back into the container if it might be contaminated. Label any partially used bottles and store them upright in a cool, dry place. Used fluids, rags, or absorbent materials should go to an approved recycling center. Never pour them into drains or onto the ground. Most service stations and auto parts stores accept small quantities for disposal. It's free and environmentally responsible. Routine order for inspections. The best way to stay organized is to perform all checks in a single sitting once a month. Begin with coolant while the engine is cold. Move next to brake fluid, then power steering, and finish with washer fluid. Doing it in the same order each time helps you remember what's done and avoids cross-contamination. If you drive an older vehicle or one used for towing or mountain travel, check more often. High heat and heavy loads break down fluids faster. For newer vehicles with sealed systems, monthly inspection is still smart insurance. Even sealed systems can develop slow leaks that go unnoticed until performance drops. What to do if you spot a problem? If any level drops noticeably between checks, take note. Mark the date and the amount added. A pattern of loss always points to a leak. For coolant, look for damp spots near the radiator or under hoses. For brake fluid, check behind the wheels or under the master cylinder for damp residue. For power steering, inspect the pump and lines under the front of the engine. Leaks often leave colored stains. Coolant leaves a sweet-smelling crust. Brake fluid feels slippery and clear. Steering fluid leaves a thin, oily film. Any ongoing leak should be repaired, not ignored. Constant topping up is only a short-term fix and can hide worsening damage. Tips for accuracy. Always check fluids on level ground. Tilted cars give false readings. Use natural light when possible or a bright flashlight. Wipe each dipstick or reservoir clean before reading it. Replace caps immediately after each inspection. Never open multiple caps at once. Work one fluid at a time. This prevents confusion and keeps dust or moisture out. Label each funnel if you keep them in the garage. Using the same funnel for brake fluid and coolant can introduce residues that harm seals or hoses. For small top-ups, buy fluids in 1-quart or 1-liter bottles. Large containers are harder to pour neatly. For brake fluid, smaller bottles also mean less exposure to air, which keeps the fluid fresh longer. Understanding fluid expansion. A common mistake is overfilling. Every fluid expands as it warms up. That's why reservoirs have space above the maximum line. Coolant expands the most, power steering fluid expands moderately, brake and washer fluids expand very little. If you fill past the mark, pressure inside the system can push fluid out through the cap or a weak gasket. Over time, that causes leaks. It's better to be slightly below the maximum line than slightly above it. Think of it like filling a glass with water before putting it in the freezer. Too much and it spills, just enough and it stays contained. Confirming results. After all checks and top-ups, close the hood and start the engine. Let it idle for a few minutes while watching the gauges. The temperature should stay steady. The steering should feel smooth and quiet. When you press the brake pedal, it should feel firm. Take a short drive around the block. Then park again and recheck under the hood. Look for any drips or steam. If all levels remain stable and everything feels normal, you've done the job right. Keep a small notebook or digital log to record the date and observations. Write down what was topped up and when. Over time, you'll notice patterns that reveal how your vehicle ages. Regular logging also helps mechanics diagnose issues faster if you ever need professional service. Confidence through practice. The first time you perform these checks, it might feel slow or uncertain. By the third or fourth time, you'll move naturally from one reservoir to the next. The sound of the cap twisting, the look of clean fluid at the proper level, the small satisfaction of a clean bay, all of it builds confidence. You'll know you've mastered the basics when a dashboard light or new sound no longer makes you panic. Instead of guessing, you'll pop the hood, take a look, and know exactly where to start. Safety recap. Check fluids only when the car is cool. Never rush to open a hot radiator. Keep gloves and eye protection handy. Avoid overfilling. Wipe all spills and cap everything tightly. Store chemicals safely and dispose of waste responsibly. These habits turn a routine chore into a professional standard. Safety first, accuracy second, confidence third. That's the order every skilled technician follows. Chapter 3, Maintenance and Prevention. By now you've learned how to recognize, check, and top up the key fluids that keep your car alive. In this final chapter, you'll go one level deeper. You'll learn how to read early warning signs, track maintenance intervals, prevent leaks, and handle fluid changes the right way. You'll also learn how to document what you do so your efforts build into a lasting habit instead of a one-time fix. The goal here is simple. Stop small issues before they become expensive repairs. Understanding fluid life cycles. Every fluid in your vehicle has a lifespan. Heat, pressure, and time slowly change the chemistry inside each system. Additives break down, moisture seeps in, and seals start to wear. Knowing when to replace rather than just top up is what separates careful drivers from lucky ones. Coolant usually lasts between 2 and 5 years, depending on the formula. Brake fluid often needs replacement every 2 years. Power steering fluid can last up to 5 years if the system stays clean. Washer fluid doesn't wear out, but the reservoir should be rinsed once a year to prevent slime and odor. You don't need to memorize exact dates, but you do need to track them. Keep a simple record in your glove box or phone. Write the type of fluid, the date you added it, and the brand or grade. The next time you check, you'll have a clear history. Spotting early warning signs. Fluids speak before parts fail. You just need to know what to listen for. If coolant is low or deteriorating, the engine temperature climbs higher than normal. You might smell something sweet around the hood or see a wisp of steam after driving. Dried white or green residue around hoses or caps also points to a slow leak. If brake fluid is low, the pedal feels soft or needs more travel before the brakes engage. Warning lights on the dash may appear. Any puddle near a wheel or under the master cylinder means it's time for immediate inspection. If power steering fluid is low, the steering wheel might shudder or whine when you turn. You may also feel vibration in your hands. Small leaks can dry quickly, so check the level more than once. If washer fluid runs low, it's less dangerous but still important. Weak spray or streaking means the pump might be sucking air. A quick refill usually solves it, but persistent weakness can mean a clogged nozzle or failing pump. By catching these signals early, you keep control of both the vehicle and the repair bill, avoiding common mistakes. There are a few traps most beginners fall into. Avoid them and you'll save time, money, and frustration. The first mistake is mixing fluids. Each type is engineered for a specific job. Even different colors of coolant may use incompatible chemicals. Mixing them can turn the liquid into sludge that clogs narrow passages. Always match what the manufacturer recommends. The second mistake is checking fluids while the engine is hot. Many new drivers rush to open caps as soon as they park. That's how burns happen. Let the vehicle cool completely before touching anything near the radiator or brake master cylinder. The third mistake is overfilling. People think more is better, but systems need space to expand. A full bottle past the mark can cause overflow or leaks once pressure builds. Always aim for the safe middle zone between the minimum and maximum lines. The fourth mistake is ignoring leaks. A single drop today can turn into a quart tomorrow. Once you start topping up the same system repeatedly, schedule a repair. Fluids are messengers. If they're escaping, something's wrong inside, creating a maintenance schedule. The best way to stay ahead is to build a routine. Think of it like a health checkup for your car. Each month, perform a quick visual inspection of all reservoirs. Note color, level, and smell. Every 3 months, check again and clean the cap areas. Every 6 months, wipe the outside of the reservoirs and inspect hoses for cracks or softness. Once a year, read your owner's manual and confirm recommended replacement intervals. You can keep a small notebook in the glove box labeled fluids. Divide a page into four sections: coolant, brake, power steering, and washer. Write the date each time you check or add fluid. This simple record turns into proof of care if you ever sell the vehicle and gives mechanics clear context for future service. If you're comfortable with phone reminders, set recurring alerts. A quick note that says check vehicle fluids first weekend of each month is enough to keep you consistent. Leak prevention. Most leaks begin with vibration and age. Rubber hoses harden, clamps loosen, heat cycles expand and contract joints. You can prevent most of it by keeping things clean and inspected. Wipe around caps and fittings regularly. A clean surface shows new leaks faster. Replace cracked or swollen hoses as soon as you see them. Check that clamps are snug but not cutting into the hose. If you notice damp spots under the car after parking overnight, slide a piece of cardboard underneath. The color of any drip the next morning tells you which system it came from. Also, keep an eye on the coolant overflow hose and the steering lines that run close to moving belts. Friction can wear through a hose slowly until it bursts under pressure. Moving or securing them with small clips or ties prevents that problem entirely. When to flush or replace. Topping up works for normal maintenance, but sometimes a full replacement is the only way to restore protection. Coolant should be flushed when it looks rusty or cloudy. Old coolant loses its corrosion inhibitors and can eat away at aluminum parts. If you see deposits around the radiator cap, it's time for a change. A proper flush involves draining the old fluid, running water or a cleaning solution through the system, and refilling with fresh coolant. Brake fluid needs replacement when it darkens or after 2 years of service. Moisture buildup lowers its boiling point, which can cause brake fade during hard stops. Changing it involves bleeding the old fluid out through each wheel cylinder. It's a precise job, so most people have a mechanic handle it. Power steering fluid should be changed if it smells burnt or turns dark brown. Some systems allow easy suction with a pump through the reservoir. Others require line removal. Either way, fresh fluid keeps seals lubricated and the pump quiet. Washer fluid rarely needs replacement, but you can empty and rinse the tank once a year to clear debris or algae growth. Environmental responsibility. Each of these fluids is considered hazardous waste once removed. Never dump them in a drain or on the ground. They pollute soil and water and can harm wildlife. Pour used fluids into sealed containers, label them clearly, and take them to a recycling center or auto parts store. Many shops accept them free of charge. If you spill fluid, absorb it with sand, cat litter, or paper towels. Dispose of those materials in sealed bags. Being responsible with waste is part of good craftsmanship. Clean work shows respect for the environment and for anyone sharing the workspace after you. Maintaining tools and supplies. Keep your funnels, rags, and bottles organized. Dedicate one funnel per fluid and label each with permanent marker. Store them upright in a clean bin away from sunlight. Extreme heat can change the chemistry of open bottles. Check expiration dates on break fluid and coolant. Even sealed containers degrade over time. Rotate your supplies the way you would rotate food in a pantry. Oldest used first, newest kept for later. Keep a small flashlight, gloves, and paper towels in a zip bag inside the trunk. That mini kit can help on the road if you need to inspect something quickly. Seasonal adjustments. Temperature affects how fluids behave. In hot climates, coolant needs higher boil protection, while in cold regions, you need stronger antifreeze. If you travel between different climates, consider a universal or long-life coolant rated for broad temperature ranges. Washer fluid also changes by season. Summer blends focus on cleaning bugs and dust. Winter blends resist freezing. Switching between the two before each season keeps the system working smoothly. If you live where temperatures swing widely, check levels more often during seasonal transitions. Fluids expand and contract with heat, so minor adjustments may be needed to keep them within range. Professional inspection. Even with good habits, professional checks are still valuable. A trained technician can test fluid condition using strips and sensors that measure acidity and moisture. They can also spot leaks or weaknesses that you might miss. Schedule a full inspection once a year or before long trips. Think of it like a medical checkup that confirms your daily routine is working. Mechanics appreciate customers who track their own maintenance. It helps them diagnose issues faster and reduces guesswork. Building a mindset of care. Caring for your vehicle isn't just about saving money. It's about understanding the rhythm of a machine that serves you daily. When you open the hood, you connect with how mechanical systems breathe and move. That sense of connection builds confidence. You stop fearing breakdowns because you're part of the system's care. Each time you check or refill, you're reinforcing the habit of prevention. You're saying, "I'm paying attention." Machines respond to attention with reliability. If you ever teach someone else, a new driver, a family member, or a friend, remember how small details make the biggest difference. Show them how to hold a flashlight steady, how to wipe the neck of a bottle before pouring, how to listen for a faint hiss that means pressure release. Those lessons create safe, capable drivers who respect their tools. Documenting for the long term. A maintenance log isn't just paperwork. It's a map of your vehicle's life. Date entries give context to every change and repair. When you record mileage and details, you can predict what comes next instead of reacting to surprises. If you sell the car later, a clean log proves value. Buyers trust owners who keep records. More importantly, you'll trust yourself. You'll know every action taken, every ounce of fluid poured, every issue resolved. That confidence travels with you on every trip, putting it all together. By combining what you learned across all three chapters, you now have a full system. Understand what each fluid does and how it should look. Check and top up safely, one system at a time. Maintain records, prevent leaks, and replace fluids when due. This routine doesn't just protect your car, it protects your time. Every smooth start, every quiet stop, every clean windshield becomes proof that you've mastered one of the simplest but most overlooked skills in vehicle care. Safety recap. Before we close, here's the golden rule repeated one last time. Safety first, always. Work on a cool engine. Wear gloves and eye protection. Read each label twice. Dispose of waste properly. Store chemicals away from children and pets. If you ever feel uncertain, stop and look up the manufacturer's guide or ask a professional. There's no shame in caution. True confidence comes from knowing your limits as much as your skills.